All right. Ms. Hoffig, just to go back, get us back on task, are you ready to move
those?
Yes,
I am going to move, I'm going to move these resolutions exactly as worded. So I am going, and we can have discussions on the other action items inside the motion if anybody has questions on the other things, but I'm going to move action items PC 006 through PC 010, and are there amendments?
No.
No, okay. Just 6 through 10, please.
Any second, please?
Second.
Discussion?
I'm sorry, you were looking for a second?
No,
oh.
Discussion.
Discussion
on
any other action items.
I had a question on action item 006. Regulation R8600 was not included in the packet that was sent out.
That was sent to the board as part of the first reading.
I looked back through it and it wasn't in there. I know we had moved to approve the first reading and I
correct. I sent it
that.
On their separate cover because it was our current regulation that we wanted to update based on a past practice, which was in allowing parents of shared custody to be able to send children from one building to a different bus stop during the day.
Possibly,
a pickup in one household, a drop off in another household. Our current regulation did not allow for that anymore, so we revised it with the old language and the past practice. So
okay.
That was in there.
Thank you. My apologies. I also had some questions on that one. I just have to find my questions.
Can I jump in with something as before you go, Michelle? Or oh, go ahead.
I had to find my questions. On one of these, 5512, it talked about requiring, or it said that we needed to convene a group of parents, pupils, instructional staff, administrators, community, etc., to review the pupil conduct as it pertained to this that policy for harassment, intimidation, and bullying.
Correct. As we discussed in committee, Mrs. Sullivan, I feel that the board needs to approve it first, and then we can take action on it. Almost as we were talking about the lot and block with the Void House, we have to take action on it first, and then we can start that process.
Okay, I just wanted it to be clear to the rest of the board what was going on there.
No, you were right to point that out.
No, and we discussed that in committee, but I had a question on that too. I mean, if we're basically adopting this now, then we're convening a meeting for the public, and if they don't like how we've adopted some of these things, we'd go back and revise them?
No, they do not change the policy. The board changes the policy. They make recommendations.
That's what I mean.
And we can easily, the next month, go ahead and say, this was brought up by our community. They want either more information or less information. But I think part of the discussion, as we talked about in committee, is that we have to ensure that the language is such that it allows for interpretation. And not that it's always a black and white. So I think that is going to be part of the discussions I will be having with the help of Ms. Hammond when the board appoints her as the anti-bullying coordinator next month. Again, that's something that is calls out in this policy, but we need the policy first. So the policy drives everything else.
So would it be expected that sometime in the fall we would have a public meeting or ask for...
Not a public meeting.
An ad hoc committee.
To come in and give us their input. Myself, Ms. Hammond, and at least one of our anti-bullying specialists, which are our guidance counselors at each school, would be a part of that process.
Okay.
To review, to discuss, and see if there's anything else in the way. And it most likely will come out, Mrs. Hoffig, in the way of how we... ensure understanding of the policy and the procedures that go along with not only on the administrative side, but from the initial referral or recognition of any type of action that, and how we follow through to make sure meeting timelines and seeing them to the needs of every child involved, that we do this in a timely fashion. So that's probably a lot that will come out, either through the student handbook we will update or through special meetings outside of the board. That will be something that we'll call for. I doubt it will really come to language in the actual policy.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Hammond. Please, sorry.
On Thursday, Sue High and I went to training for harassment, intimidation, and bullying, especially to do with the new anti-bullying Bill of Rights. There's very specific language that needs to be used, and we got some very useful resources and information that we'll be using for training on the first day with the teachers, and for also how to put together, update the code of conduct, how to bring the parent committee together, and how to bring a parent handbook on anti-bullying that will be posted on the district website. We went to that on Thursday. We'll be rolling it out once this has been adopted by the district, but it was run by the Strauss-Esme legal advisory, and I will be going to at least one other training in September. It's all new, but there are so many legalities that you need to follow that we need to make sure we do it step by step.
I had one other kind of request. Since there are two items on here, the American Reader Program as well as the Pearson pilot, and if you go through our curriculum development policy, and it says the board at any such pilot program conducted along with its objectives, evaluation criteria, and costs. Is there something, Bobby, that we can do that where? And maybe you already do, but I don't know where to go look for it. Like a one-pager that writes out what we're doing that follows this policy that's posted somewhere that we have access to that we can read in advance. So if you go back and you read the, it's 2210, curriculum development, there's a paragraph in there, the third paragraph, about how the district is supposed to pilot a program. And how we were supposed to have the objectives, evaluative criteria, costs, or whatever. It would be nice to have that documented for programs, and it would be a go-to thing that so we can memorialize it and look back and say, okay, wait a minute, these were the objectives.
Ms. Philippe, if you can take that out of your PowerPoint presentation that you did for the committee, that might be the easiest way, and we'll just highlight just that. And have that available.
Yeah, and I don't know where that should be available. I don't know where the committee members think that should be available to the public on the website.
Absolutely, I think not only to the board, but as updates, and I can make reference to it easily in the Tuesday Tiding as we start off doing those weekly again to get parents to start seeing updates. One of the things, knowing going forward from once the curriculum is approved tonight, Bobby's going to start working on putting our K-2 math and our K-8 science, as discussed, up on our website in that user-friendly mode. And as each set of curriculum is approved by the board, we'll be able to put that up as well.
I guess so. Or maybe we could even have a tab under the curriculum as we build out that site that says, piloting programs. And it would be a tab that would let people know this is what we're piloting and this is, how we're following the policy.
Bobby, you and I can meet and just pull that out of your PowerPoint and put that up on the web, but I'd like to put it out to people first.
All right, thank you.
Specifically the board.
So we're amending PC 007 to say it's a science program at fourth and fifth grade.
Thank you, Ms. Philippe.
Mr. Carroll and the school administrators, the point you were just discussing about the format and compliance with the policy about piloting, I think that substantially was the issue surrounding a lot of the discussion with American Reading. The board members, some in particular, were tasked with building and managing the budget and forming policy, and part of that is trying to be diligent about following policy and making sure that big ticket spending is in line. So like American Reading, not counting the cost for the subs to cover the professional development, it's $229,000 since January of 2011. So it's a whale of a purchase. And with regard to something like that may come up like that in the future, if we think about them as pilots, like you just discussed about the science pilot, and go into it with that mindset of just the baseline, the measurements, the evidence of success, I think these will go a lot smoother. And Grace mentioned it earlier, it's a little bit of a change as we collectively have operated and you guys have been here a lot longer than I have, but it's just an attempt by the board to try and make that more of a standard process. And then when we have these votes, if you pull out the document that says here was the baseline, here was the goal, here were the measurements, or even if it was only 2 months.
Right, and this is what we've seen. I recognize that, Kevin, and from our special meeting, stuff that was brought up by Mr. Kaplan regarding possibly accelerating our staffing plan, that's going to be going forward. Some of it will be not as qualitative as the board would like because it's just that. It's not even initial pilot. A lot of it is our projected evaluation of what we think is going to happen, but that will be the format going forward. Not only based on PowerPoint presentations like Bobby did for the committee, but also in a handout format that outlines exactly what the policy is looking for.
Yeah, like even this one, if we were looking at that for American Reading or for the science spend, and you saw this is the baseline, we talked about it in committee, here's why we're doing it, here's the evidence of success, here's the measurements we're going to use, I think it would go a long way to making these go smoother or making people come to understand what the goal is more quickly.
And I also think to add to Mr. Sturgis's point is, you know, as we're trying to speak with the community about the budget and what we do with our money, here we've spent this amount of money on this program, here's your dollars and the effectiveness of your dollars. So you can show an association with what problem you're trying to solve, how you're trying to solve it, and look, we are solving it. So it is working. It just kind of is like, I don't want to say cause and effect, that's not right, but here's a challenge for us, here's a solution we're implementing, and here's how it's working for our children, and here's the dollars we spent on it. So you have your strategy, you have your tactic to fulfill your strategy, and your dollar volume, and it all ties together very nicely.
Thank you, Mrs. Grant.
All right, everyone, thank you for everyone's input and diligence in giving us a lot of background in this big decision. I don't hear any other discussion. Are we ready for roll call vote?
I have one other or two other things. On item PC10, I'm liking what I'm seeing in the math and science curriculum changes. You guys have done a great job. There are minor points that I didn't have an opportunity to discuss with you, and I wanted to just ask the question, approval of the curriculum tonight does not preclude tweaking it or changing it as we see needs going forward. Okay. Okay, good. And on item 007, we did meet in committee, and we have drafted out some objectives. The cost for this one is zero, if Bobby didn't mention that. And we're working through. We've got our metrics sort of documented down, but we don't have them really nailed down. But I did want to thank Bobby and the committee for spending the time really trying to do this one the way that we wanted to do it.
No, and you know what? What you did in the committee was really helpful, actually. It kind of turned a light bulb on in my head as Bobby was talking and you were actually saying, okay, we just did that. So that actually worked out pretty well.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, are we done with discussion?
Yes.
Okay, then a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Ms. Krusty?
Yes.
Motions carry 6-0.
Stay focused on that school choice money.
Not every day she uses spikes. Okay, Communications Committee, please. I guess Maria or Michelle, can you report, please?
We haven't met all summer, but we did put together, I should say, Kevin and Pat and the staff put together articles for the September release of the Clinton Township newsletter. And I know we'll be meeting again in the September timeframe. We'll talk about a variety of issues, maybe things of how we might improve or change based on some feedback we're getting from the public, maybe some things to add to the Clinton Township newsletter.
some other ways to potentially communicate to parents and get some feedback back, just some things, again, that we're hearing. So we're looking forward to our next meeting in September so we can get some things started.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, no items to move?
No items to move.
Okay, perfect. At this point, we'll take our second recognition of the public, please. Don't all come running forward. Go ahead.
There's only two of you. Which one?
Mr. Sherblum, please make sure to identify yourself with your address.
Yes. Don Sherblum, 141 Annandale Highbridge Road, Annandale, New Jersey. Just one quick thing that I thought of about the property across the street, which is to keep in mind the fact that you are, of course, transferring this vote house, and that's how we pronounce it, vote. It's simple. It's easy, V-O-T-E. It's how the current direct descendant of the builder pronounces the name vote. And you're transferring this property to the nonprofit, which is going to be a historic, used for historic educational purposes. So consider the historic landscape from the front of the house. What would it look like if there was something across the street? It would need to be back away from Gray Rock Road a ways, not to interfere with the historic landscape of the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's it, really. So keep it over there. So we don't see it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. I think that's it.
That it? Would anyone else from the public like to address the board? Please approach.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Yeager. I'm a teacher in the district, and I know this is kind of beating the dead horse because it's resolved, but I was a literacy teacher this past school year, part-time fifth grade, and I previously taught as a special ed teacher in the district between 98 and 04. And I just wanted to, for what it's worth, add my two cents. Everything that I've read about struggling readers supports that you need to have a lot of volume. You need to have your kids going through a lot of volume of text, choice, and you need to keep every person who's working with the kids on consistent goals. And I've not seen anything in my entire teaching career that does this more than the American Reading Company. It really does embody all of these things. In my own avid reading, I've been reading, all the books, it's very redundant, volume, choice, and the power of a common goal. And this really so neatly packages all this research that's in existence on good reading. The other thing is, I know the issue about the time constraints, and initially as a teacher, we felt it too, in the sense that less time to do what we need to get done, but really the vision is that reading is not just boxed into a 40-minute lesson. It's that once you understand what you're doing and you're moving forward, you're really teaching reading all day long, which really is how we function as adults. We don't it's really to box this into, you read all day long, you don't just read for one small chunk of time. It's how you acquire information. And so once we implement this and we become really good at not doing this inauthentic assessment where we're giving them a story and it's a great evolution is what I'm trying to say, and it doesn't take away the instructional time. It's time that's built in to meet all their goals. We're not stopping to do assessment and not teach. We're still teaching and we're still assessing. So again, it's so neat. The other thing I was going to say is, in using it myself, with DRA or any other assessment I've ever used, I have never been more confident that I can definitively say where your kid is, why they're there, and how to get them to the next level. This is in my experience. And the other thing is, there's nothing, as far as I know, that ties to the Common Core, no program or framework that ties to the Common Core like American Reading Company does. It demands that teachers be mindful of the core standards every single day. By the end of the school year, any teacher could probably recite them to you, because that's how mindful you have to be of them to work them through this framework. And lastly, I'm a parent who just choiced in two of my kids, and I too was very excited that this passed, because I can't think of any more of a gift to give them than this, because it really mirrors what I do with them at home. I give them choice, we go through a lot of volume, and when I see that they're stuck, we work on that until it's remedied. And so, thank you.
Thank you very much.
This was an agenda item. She could have spoke earlier on this.
Okay. Unless there's any other public comments, we'd like to move on to new business, please. Anyone have any new business before the board?
I have one item, Mrs. Cresty. As many of the board members probably know, there's been some discussion. We were the subject of an article in the Democrat, and I do believe there will be another one in the Huntington Review. And though we were one of 571 districts in the state, one of 28 in our county that did not choose to give instant tax relief in this budget year, we are the only ones who are being written about in an article. And I do believe in seeing some emails and seeing some posts about us as a district, I would recommend to this board that we maybe get ahead of this and put out our own statement through the communications committee. I just kind of saw some of it come to a head this weekend into today, and I would like to reach out to the communications committee with input from the finance and facilities committee as well, and with Mrs. Grant being on both, that's Mrs. Grant, sorry, Mrs. Grant on the personnel, just speaking to our work that we need to do in September. I think this is something we need to do right now in August. So I will reach out to you, Mrs. Grant, with some of the details that have come about and share with the board president some of the things that we have been putting out, and not in defense of the district, but to explain where the district is at and what the district has said publicly regarding the funds that have come in and where we are choosing to utilize those funds. So I just wanted to let the whole board know that's going to be a recommendation I'm going to put forward to the board president, with the help of the Communications Committee and the Finance Facilities Committee, hopefully put something out this week or during our communique to the parents and the community before school starts.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll. Okay. Any other new business before the board? Okay. With that being said, then, I will ask to adjourn to executive session.
A motion?
So moved.
Mr. Sturgis, second?
Second.
And no action will be taken after executive.